slow. And obviously, it didn't go well. Appreciate the effort. The second half, guys, trying to make something happen, but not nearly enough. So, questions.
Coach, what did you tell the team in the locker room that the season ends today?
Well, the first thing is you have to acknowledge seniors, because even though it's a painful night, there's guys that have been in there for 4 and 5 years, some 3 years, some just got here, and some have been through a lot. You know, a lot of change. Some have been through injuries. Some guys were on the sideline on crutches, on wheelies, whatever those things are. And, you know, you always want great things for them in terms of the way it ends. And it's important to acknowledge and thank those guys. So that was the first message, the fact that, you know, those guys, they deserve that from every player, so that every player goes and sees those guys and thanks them. And then after that, the reality that setting a standard comes with laying a foundation, and sometimes it's really painful, and that's where we are. And that the standards that we set are high, and they're to be uncompromised, and that they will continue to be uncompromised. And we'll set them high and higher each and every year, and we've got to work to get to there. There's no way around it. There's no fluff, and there's no sugarcoating it. We're not there now, and certainly we've got work to do. Well, this is very, you know, I know it sounds like a broken record, but the last time, you know, he was healthy, he practiced well, he was cleared medically. You know, you check that 10 times over to make sure, but it was something that was really painful for him after he had taken that shot on the interception. And so was it frustrating? Yes. Obviously, you saw, you know, what a good player he is, and it's been painful not having him for a good part of the season. You know, but confidence and faith in your other guys, and you do everything you possibly can to generate some points and some yards. We didn't do a good enough job at all. We put a lot of pressure on the defense. They were busting their butts. So.
All right. Sorry, you took a hit on Tyler.
You know, I couldn't tell you. You know, we're moving pretty quickly with a sudden change. So I did not get to see it. I saw it live, and it just looked like part of ball, you know. So I don't know. I know that it was critically important to protect him. They're bringing cover zero there. There's going to be somebody free with what we called there, trying to get the ball to the tight end. And so it's a race to get it off and avoid the hit. We didn't do a good enough job.
Everything that has to be done now over the next few weeks, you're going to assess the staff. You're going to look at the portal. You've got recruiting.
Directly. Yeah, it's, you know, coming in, the plan was always the plan, always was, you know, trying to make sure you do everything possible to win every game, right, while you lay a foundation, not compromise anything, and, you know your starting point now, you know where you are at different spots and different positions, you know the areas that need massive improvement, other ones that showed improvement, you know, from a personnel standpoint, what you need to go get, and accessing it whatever way possible, high school, junior college, transfer portal, whatever it may be. Portal's a two-way street, you know, in and out, both. So those are conversations that you always have, and you always are very respectful about, you know, your roster and the moves that need to be made. So the work never stops, and the level of commitment and effort and resiliency that goes with it will be unmatched.
Mark, you talked about your process and how you evaluate players and portal recruiting and all that stuff, but how do you evaluate the staff?
Like I have every single year, by what we do and how we do it as it relates to everything. Performance on the field, performance off the field, performance in recruiting. That's how you evaluate your staff.
Did you know Google makes a phone?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it's beautiful, but it does.
Apologize for that. You heard a little of Mario last night. After the 42-16 loss to Pitt, season finale, you're hearing a couple things there. Like, we're going to go back to this in just a moment, so we're going to get back to that now. So here we go. Let's continue, and I'll give you my rest of my thoughts.
Do you move this to where you want it to be, just from recruiting, development, building the culture? Does a season like this, is that
scheme, philosophy, anything like that?
You reassess everything in terms of, because I understand the questions and the way they're directed. Any and all moves are always discussed privately. I don't make the business of our organization as it relates to anything and everything public. It's just not, it's not respectful. So in terms of us, in terms of what I see it as, I think it's, I have a pretty fair idea coming in, you know, and some of it a little bit better, some of it not as good. It just, but that's in terms of assessment, not judgment. I think there's a lot of guys that have tried really, really hard. And then some other areas where we just got to get a whole lot better. You know, our roster certainly has to get deeper. The way that we coach has got to get better. You know, we've had success at the different places we've been at, but didn't translate, you know, in year one over here. Some of that's expected, and some of the other stuff we can do better. So everything is always assessed at the end of the year, and it's done professionally. It's done carefully, meticulously. It's not done shooting from the hip and stuff of that nature. You know, everything is really looked into deep and making sure that we're doing the right thing, the best that we can possibly do by the players in the program.
Murray, you used three quarterbacks all year. How much more information that you have now on these three quarterbacks that will give you more of an idea of what you're going through, knowing that you know what hand you've been dealt with?
Right. Well, we used three because one got hurt for the majority of six games, you know. And right. We saw that there's a lot of promise in both those guys. I mean, Jake's got tremendous guts, and he made some unbelievable throws tonight. You know, and Jakari, you saw what he could do when we played over at Georgia Tech as well. So you have a lot of film to assess and evaluate. Plus, even more so in that, you watch guys every single day in the locker room and in practice, and you make your assessments and your judgments and your decisions based on that as well. You know, there is a, you know, that describes it pretty much. Does that make sense?
Sorry. Without revealing. Do you have an idea of what Tyler's going to decide?
That's a discussion with Tyler, his family, and myself, to be respectful of him and his family.
Coach, would you have done anything different year one coming to a close? Anything that you think that should have been done better, or how do you evaluate yourself as year one, in year one?
Well, we didn't accomplish our goal of being in the postseason, so obviously, you know, we didn't live up to our own expectation. You know, it's hard. We've all been in the postseason for the last decade or so as a head coach or as an assistant coach. So in taking on this situation, it's nothing but excitement. And for me, it's nothing but drive and determination going forward. I don't get phased or flustered by what needs to be done. This is some work to do now, you know? It's important to assess reality.
Okay, you see, you're hearing the reality. You know, it's a hard reality check, folks. He's not gonna sugarcoat it. So we'll go back to Marius Presser.
Important to look at exactly each and every position and performance and everything that goes with it, and what needs to be done to improve it and elevate a program. That's what rebuilding a program is all about, and this is rebuilding a program. You know, we do not need to kid ourselves and pretend that this program has built. This program has had to be rebuilt. So, whether it be from a recruiting standpoint, schematic standpoint, culture standpoint, toughness standpoint, resiliency standpoint, there's no need to BS ourselves. We ain't gonna do that. We gotta get to work with tough-minded people. Talented, tough-minded people. And you know what? That's uncomfortable for some people. That's all right. So, there's no flinching here.
Do you have interviews now with each of the players? And you know, what's that process like? And also, do you have an idea of how many players will be entering the transfer
process? The process is normal every year. We meet with every single player. Remember that the portal, as I mentioned, is a two-way street. Not everybody's asked to return. You know, I understand now from a media standpoint, you guys have to go with what you feel you hear or you feel is what it is. Not everybody is asked to return.
Mario, what would be your message to recruits, to fans, to anyone about the confidence you have that this can get to them?
The reality is that this is what we do and what we're very, very good at. And that the starting point is what it is, and there's some really good foundation blocks that are already set. There's some really good players, a small core of players that are tough, that are talented, and that want to be really great. I thought Cam Kitchen said it best in the locker room as he left, you know, called up everybody and told them how much he loved them, and that, you know, we're going to get it done. And anyone that can't or doesn't want to be a part of that, move fast and get out the way. That's what it takes. That's what it's taken at Miami every single time. Every single time Miami's been rebuilt, or our last couple stops the exact same way. And that's what it's going to take. No fluff, no proclamations, no declarations, no tweets. Just got to get back to work and got to make sure that we continue to develop, fill the roster with the right people, high caliber, tough-minded guys, and make sure that we're doing the right things as coaches. We've got to take it together. You can't just put it on its entire as a program, starting with myself. That's what leaders are supposed to do. Own it, eat it, grow from it, and go get better. Miami will be a championship program.
And you heard that comment last night from Mario Cristobal after the 42-16 season-ending loss to Pitt. I'm going to give you my thoughts on last night's game. It seemed to me that I say quit in the first half or checked out, because he basically checked out last night. These guys did not want to be here, except for a few guys, as Mario mentioned in the presser, Cam Kitchen specifically. But the reality is we allowed 504 yards total offense and 248 yards rushing last night. Izzy had 111 yards, two touchdowns. We allowed almost a 200-yard receiving night from Wayne. I mean, Tim Hasselbeck said it on the broadcast last night. It was a perfectly balanced attack for Pitt, and we only get 106 yards total rushing. We have 385, but mainly that was after the game was long decided. We were 3-for-12 on third down. Pittsburgh was 4-for-8. The bugaboo on turnovers bit us again. We throw two interceptions. The first one, the one by Tyler there in the red zone. I mean, that really turned the game. That really turned momentum Pitt's way, and they never gave it back. You know. Time of possession. Pitt 32-18, 27-42, 27 first downs to 19. I don't know what to say. I mean, this team basically checked out last night. You had a chance to go to a bowl game with a win, and you totally gave up. They did not want to be there last night, and you could see it in the body language. They did not want to be there. Now, I'll get into who stays, who goes on Tuesday when I do my season in review podcast. But last night was ugly, folks. Like this season, and like someone said to me on a Twitter space last night, the season ended appropriately enough with a sack. That's basically what it was, folks. A sack. Well, I'll have one more season-ending podcast on Tuesday when I drop that, and then put 2022 to bed. So, I will see you on Tuesday. Win or lose, go Canes.